You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I am joined by the wonderful Chris Brown from the indie alt rock outfit Menzies. Today they've put out their newest single. It is called Appy, and you can find that on any streaming services as well as Bandcamp, which is always good to support your local artists on. And they've even put out an amazing music video too. This is their first song since their 2024 EP Spaghetti Land, which is the same title as the song you were just listening to from them before. But yes, after that introduction, how are you, Chris?
Hi, Jono. I'm good. I'm great. Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, no, I'm good. Your newest song, Appy, it's quite, it's a very nostalgic look into kind of living your childhood self, but kind of, am I right that it's weaving in a bit of a relationship twist into it as well, or how have I gotten in my interpretation?
Yeah, I think that's accurate. I think, like, when I sing it, I think about being that, like, those first moments of a relationship when you're like, or maybe not even a relationship, just like when you're making eyes with someone across the room, and maybe then it does turn into something that very rare but exciting moment. So I think you read correctly into that.
Okay, yeah, no, it's a cool concept. My favorite line, I wrote it down because I laughed when I heard it, is Davies handing out sausage rolls in his grandma's handcraft wooden tray. And then you say, I'll take two. Thanks, Davey. I love that. Like, I just like how well you captured that feeling and that kind of sentimental moment, because it is special.
Thank you. Yes, eating sausage rolls is special. It's like I kind of imagine like a late summer barbecue type arrangement. I guess that's where the words came from for the song. But sausage rolls are important.
Yeah.
I've not had a sausage roll in a long time. Apart from, yeah. So
it's time to do it. It's time to bring back sausage rolls. I worked at a bakery all summer, which is probably why the sausage roll line, because I was actually a sausage roll maker. So I think that's also why it really, really stuck to me.
When you make a sausage roll at a bakery, how long is this?
Huge.
How long is the sausage roll?
Huge. Like, for the listeners, you can't see, but I'm quite a tall person, but I reckon it's the length of an arm span of a 6'2" person is how
it's
long
full,
the roll
full
is.
Span. Oh
yeah.
My gosh. And do you actually roll it? Is it like in the pastry and then do you roll it all around?
Yep, you do, you do. You kind of it's a bit grim. But it's doesn't make me not want to eat it. But you just have to handle a lot of meat because you get kind of the sausage stuff and put it in this like in this tube, and then you kind of roll the tube into the pastry. But yeah, still highly recommend.
Wow, that is, I'm so glad I got that insight.
Quality. So you have played Camp Aloham before. When would that have been?
We played in the Renegade room or the Renegade stage there a year before last, so 2024. So that's like the part of camp where on the first night when you turn up, it's like a blackboard list, like you can put your name down and play. It's not the official lineup. And there's a stage with the sound person there the whole time. And so we put our name down with half the band or even less than half the band. It was just myself and Maya was there at the time. The other band was there, and we're like, oh, we'll just find people. So the name was on the list before we had people confirmed to play drum or bass or anything else. But yes, we did.
The spirit came first.
The intention was there and the follow-through was there as well. People helped out.
Yeah. From my understanding, I haven't been to a Camp Aloha before, but it's kind of, there's this guy that's really trusted in the music scene, and you kind of just put your faith in him, buy your tickets 2 years beforehand, and he'll just give you this lineup, and you'll just turn up, and it's like kind of all through the bush with all these secret stages. Is that kind of what to expect?
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing festival, and I definitely recommend anyone going who likes music. It's just, I guess, for me, it's like it's the most music-focused festival I've ever been to, and probably will ever be to go to. You know, it's just like it's so set up to bring the best out of the performers and to create an awesome experience for everyone watching and listening as well. And yeah, no lineup announced in advance. That's really fun. Mm. But like the lineup's always incredible. And always like most of the acts, I just have no idea who they are and come across some incredible acts. So it just feels so like beautifully community focused and with the absolute right intent of putting the music first. And yeah, Ian Blink does an incredible job with it.
Yeah, well, it's amazing you got to make yourself a part of it. But yeah, the new song, Appy, at the end of it, there's kind of a medley vocals. Who's involved in that? How did that come together?
There's actually so many voices in there, and a bunch of them are tuned reasonably low, so it's hard probably to tell that there's such a massive choir. But there's, I think we had two or three separate kind of group recording sessions with friends and family.
Yeah.
And so there's probably like over maybe 20 individual voices there.
Oh, wow.
I got everyone for my birthday last year in October. I got everyone around to my place for a croissant breakfast morning. And then I hijacked. I didn't tell my friends I was going to do this, but they were all there, and I held them hostage and recorded them. I was like, you're on the album now. They did a great job. And then separately with some family friends as well. But I should say, actually, the lead female vocal there is Tessa Dillon, who is a pal and makes wonderful music under Tessa DeLeon and Mystery Waitress. And she sings in a few separate points, but yeah, that's her voice, which I really enjoy.
It was quite a powerful voice that came through. It sounded like really good chemistry between the two of you. Where did you get this one recorded?
We recorded this at the Surgery in Newtown here in Wellington, which is kind of down by the zoo, and we did it with James Goldsmith. He was both recording and mixing. It's a beautiful spot. It was the first time we'd recorded there and tracked the whole thing live. So it was just us kind of in a few separate rooms playing all at the same time. And I think this one was either the second or the third take that we did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty quick to get it done. The music video is definitely a standout. I love the kind of focal point of this child. You're kind of looking through a bird's eye. A point of view of this child riding around on one of those tiny little bicycles that are made of plastic around this house during said barbecue that we mentioned before. What was kind of the vision behind that?
Yeah, thank you. I guess, so that where we filmed it is my parents' place in Wellington.
Oh, wow.
They met in their early and mid-20s in that house as flatmates. Dad was living there with there was like seven or eight dudes living there, and then Mum moved in as the only female.
Wow.
And at some point along the line, they got together and they're still living there now. It's the same house. They've never gone anywhere. So they bought it sometime in their 30s and have had me and my sisters there. And so, yeah, I guess we decided to film it there. And it's kind of an homage to their story, I guess, in this house that I've grown up in, but they've had pretty much their whole lives in. I guess it tosses back and forth. There's a bunch of old family like VCR footage in it that I had the joy of going through, which was like, you know, old tapes from so many years ago of me and my sisters when we were younger. And it was really cool to see this house that we used to spend so many lovely summers barbecuing and spending time with loved ones in, and then doing the exact same thing all these years on, having friends around for a barbecue and then filming a music video at the same time. We also played a gig in the lounge that night, which was really fun and kind of weird to like play a gig in my parents' lounge to what at that point was like, I don't know, 15 people or something.
Quite the venue, quite.
Yeah, we're like, we can't miss this opportunity. We've got all our gear here. We might as well just play some songs.
Yeah. No, I do totally get how much a house and growing up around these objects just really shapes your life. It was amazing how you conveyed that through the music video.
Jumping in because I need to give Michael his flowers. Shot and directed it and edited it, did the whole shebang, and just did such an incredible job. And it was just as much, if not more, his vision and eye than mine or anyone else's. And so I'm incredibly grateful to him. He's just a joy to work with. So, love his work.
That's Michael Madden, right?
Yes.
Apart from your own living room, what is your favourite venue you've played around Wellington?
Yeah, apart from the parents' lounge, 15 really close friends. What's my favourite venue around Wellington? Look, it's hard to go past Vogelmorn because it's just so wonderful and cosy, and any gig I've ever played or been at there just feels so nice. We also played a show at the, I don't know if it's called the Island Bay, I think it is, the Island Bay Scout Hall, for a friend's birthday with a bunch of other bands a year or two back. And that was great. It was like, you know, they had like, it was like Scouts Honor. They had the Scouts, like, what's the word, like commitments or whatever all over the wall. It was just like a red little hall, super tiny.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, amazing. Well, I really enjoyed your time. If you are listening, I will remind you again to check out Appy on any streaming service, Bandcamp or the brand new music video. Yeah, thank you so much, Chris. Check out Menzies. It is just an absolute delight to go through your discography, especially with your older 2024 EP. But yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jono. Lovely to chat.
Yeah, this is Appy playing now. Enjoy.
Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.